from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. 5 DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. If you want to get involved in the show, glad to hear from you on the YouTube, the Twitch, or Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. But right now, we take you out to Oxnard, courtesy of Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. For our talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, good morning, sir.
Oh, it's a great morning. You guys should be here.
Yeah, what's the temperature like?
I think 65? It's already 70. The sun is shining brightly. There isn't a cloud in the sky, and the Cowboys have a scrimmage with the Rams on top of it.
Woohoo! Now,
the high today, it just went to 100, Kevin. I'm sorry. It was only 99 earlier, but it just changed over to 100, so never mind. My bad.
Don't remind me.
Now, Mick, I wanted to bring up something that you wrote on DallasCowboys.com and kind of ask you a couple more questions for people who haven't seen it yet.
You have and an shame on them if they haven't.
Fair.
Right?
That is a fair point. Essentially, the article is titled, Let's Be Reasonable Judging Young QBs, and right. Specifically Trey Lance. What does that look like to you? And then I just want to make sure, there is absolutely 0% chance he does not make this roster, right?
Yeah, he's going to be at least the third quarterback. Okay. They're going to see that through. I mean, they already, he's under contract. I think it's $5 million. They picked up his, it was the rest of the contract that he had with San Francisco. And the thing they were looking for is to see if he could challenge Cooper Rush for the backup job. And I don't think he's close to doing that at this point. He's got two more games, and he just got to play football. He hasn't played much football in his career. And you can't go out and come to some, assessment of what he is or what he can be after the first game he's played in a game for the first time in a year and still hasn't played in a real football game since 2022, the second week of the season when he suffered the broken bone in his ankle. So I think the Cowboys knew going forward they were just going to have to assess, and it was basically you had to do it in a hurry because if he didn't win the backup quarterback job, then he wasn't going to be able to, you probably weren't going to see him play again in a year, and you had to decide, being in this last year of his contract, what are you going to do? Are you going to try to bring him back? You going to let him go? And so that's the pressure this organization is under, trying to find out just what this guy can be or not be. But you can't judge it off of, I think, one game. And again, this will be another important day for him, another important preseason game on Saturday. You got to see if he feels comfortable in the pocket. You got to see if he's seeing the field. You got to see if he understands his progressions and he's not staring down receivers that he has a tendency to do at times. And the other thing with his footwork, and they've been working on that since he's gotten here, is that you got to get your feet right. Otherwise, it affects your accuracy. And one of the things that he has trouble with is when he misses throwing too high. So those are things that we'll be looking for against the Raiders when they come Saturday night for the preseason game.
Mickey, one of the guys that stood out to us from the game on Sunday was Marshawn Nealon, and I know Micah talked a little bit about Marshawn. Is it too much to ask him to grow up too quickly?
Well, they have no choice, right? Now, we forget that, you know, if you know how much Mike Zimmer wants to play Micah Parsons at linebacker, he still can be your second defensive end. They would like to lessen
not do that.
Yeah, and have another guy, and Nealon has to be that guy. They need him to step up. I think he will prove to be very good against the run. And as Greg Ellis has told me, he's a developmental pass rusher, meaning he needs work.
Yeah, he does.
And he's not quite there yet. But I think if you saw him in the game, you saw that he has the potential to be another Greg Ellis. And I think everybody forgets Greg Ellis finished his career with 80-some sacks. So, one year he missed the entire year breaking his leg. I think it might have been out here in training. Well, no, it would have been in maybe Wichita Falls. It's the second year, I think it was. But anyway, I think he's made an impression and certainly made an impression on Micah Parsons when he said, I think Marshawn is going to be a great player. And he said he asks all the right questions. And he wants to learn. And so
he said Cam Jordan is who he compared him to.
Yeah. And he said he's a dog. And so,
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I think, and Mike usually doesn't just, you know, say things to say things. You know,
does he not?
You hear stuff. No, he's usually pretty. He's usually right on, spot on when he says stuff about guys when he gives an assessment about them. Right.
But outside of football, sometimes he says things.
Well,
just to
outside
say,
of
right?
football,
like
right.
he said, he wants to be in the 2028 Olympics. But
right. Well, that was when he was walking off.
But
he
doesn't know just, what event yet.
Yeah, he'll find an event to compete in, right? And he figured that if he's close to retirement age, he still wants to play running back. Yeah. You know, and everybody made a big deal that he got snaps at running back. It was in a walkthrough.
I'll tell you, Mickey, I had friends texting me all weekend. Is this real? Is this really happening? And I was like, guys, this is no.
And he said,
look who's in front of him. Look who's around. No, no, no.
Well, and
fine.
What he said was, he said his pad level was too high. Well, he didn't have pads on. It was a walkthrough.
That makes sense.
But he's pretty entertaining. You gotta admit that.
Okay, I agree about the entertainment factor. I do have kind of like a serious question about this, because he also tweeted out, after 2027, I'm going to take a break from football to prepare for the Olympics. Is it stuff like that that you're like, maybe he's having fun, maybe he's serious? How exactly do we get that next contract signed?
Yeah, I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay.
That. Or maybe you just say so. I mean, think about it. He's under contract next year, right? It's
yep.
the fifth-year
yep.
option. They could franchise him
yeah.
and then franchise him again.
That's true.
And then you're at 2028.
That gets you to the Olympics.
And that gets you to the Olympics in some sort of event. Hey, who knows? He may be one of those guys that learns to push the bobsled.
There is precedent for that.
Herschel
Isn't
Walker.
There?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, connected yeah. with the Cowboys, right? And speaking of Herschel Walker,
oh.
did you guys realize that 38 years ago yesterday, they signed Herschel Walker to a five-year, $5 million deal, which was the richest contract in Cowboys history at that point?
People
$1
million
a year.
It's
right?
outrageous, Mick!
And not only that, I remember I was there because it happened in Thousand Oaks, and somebody asked Tony Dorsett what he thought about it, and he goes, I feel like a million-dollar man, because he wanted a raise, and he was hot as hell that they were going to pay Herschel Walker, who hadn't done anything for the Cowboys yet, more than he and he was in his 10th year with the Cowboys. He asked for a trade immediately. By the end of the evening, he kind of calmed down and understood why the Cowboys had to hurry up and sign him. It was a thing with not only the USFL, but he had signed with the New Jersey Generals a personal services contract with who?
Trump.
Donald yep. Trump.
Yeah.
Going to be huge.
Guaranteed four-year, $6 million deal to play for the USFL. And then the USFL lost their suit against the NFL. Although they won.
They won their suit.
And they tripled the
yeah.
to $3, right?
Yes, so. They did.
So anyway, a little history there, right? And I remember Everson Walls, he was another guy, and he pointed it out. He goes, I can't believe they're paying that guy before they pay all the rest of us, and everybody else is trying to get more money. He goes, but that's the Cowboys. They're always slick. Everson never... you know, he would say what was on his mind, and a lot of the veteran guys were not happy, right?
Yeah.
And so, but anyway, if you think about it, that day was a red letter day, because 4 years later, right in '89, they traded him for all the draft picks that put this franchise back on the map.
Just sensational.
And one other thing, by the way, that week, the day before, they signed some guy named Nathaniel Newton.
Oh, he'll turn out well.
Right?
Even though
Pro Bowler?
Even though the Hall of Fame doesn't think any of our linemen were good besides
yeah.
Larry Allen.
Yeah, what is up with that?
Yeah, yeah.
They
listed Nate at 329, and we were just talking about it on our podcast, and Nate goes, yeah, it was probably closer to 349.
Okay. All right.
Appreciate the honesty right there. Yeah, right.
Just got to be able to move him around.
Well,
you know?
Actually, the line coach, Jim Myers, said that, yeah, he goes, he just needs to get in condition. He probably needs to lose about 40 pounds. So, anyway, both things happened within days 38 years ago this week.
You're making some good personnel moves. I like it. I like it. Thank you very
much. Let's do that again.
Good, sir. Yeah, let's do that again. Can you find us some more good offensive
go
linemen?
See some more, well, and by the way, having said that, a backup offensive tackle now needs to be a priority.
Yeah.
With Odoga out for maybe till Thanksgiving, I was told, with a dislocated toe.
I think Kevin brought up the guy who I want, and that's the guy who played against Duke in the Elite
Eight. That guy is not playing football.
Oh, DJ Burns,
yeah,
the basketball
player.
6 foot
player. 8. I feel like 6 foot 9. He's even an inch taller than Guyton. Same weight.
We can put a basketball team together in the offseason.
There we go.
Well, let's work on this football team first. Thank you very much, good sir. We will catch up with you again tomorrow.
Sounds good. See you guys.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.